service is elements of worship, and the first element of worship is singing, and I'll be reading a couple of scriptures. The first is Ephesians 5, 17 through 21. Wherefore, be not foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is, and be not drunken with wine, wherein is riot, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking one to another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father, subjecting yourselves one to another in the fear of Christ. And the next one is Acts 16:25. But about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns unto God, and the prisoners were listening to them. And the final scripture reading is Revelations 15:3-4. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, O Lord God, the Almighty. Righteous and true are thy ways, thou King of the ages. Who shall not fear, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy, for all the nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy righteous acts have been made manifest.
Awake and sing the song of Moses and the Lamb. Wake every heart and every tongue to praise the Savior's name. Sing of his dying love. Sing. Sing how
Reading Ephesians 6, 17 and 18. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of spirit, which is the word of God, with all prayer and supplication, praying at all seasons in the spirit, and watching thereunto in all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. And the second scripture reading is 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus to you ward.
Prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls me from a world of care and bids me at my Father's throne make all my wants and wishes known. In seasons of distress and grief, my soul has often found relief.
Would you bow with me while we pray? Our Father in heaven, we come before thee, O Father, recognizing thee as the creator of the universe, all things in it, of time itself. Our Father, we're in awe at the things that we see about us. We recognize in every star that we see twinkling the mighty power that thou hast. We pray, our Father, that today our worship has been acceptable to thee. We pray that we might continue to search thy words to better understand thy will for us, that we might be pleasing in thy sight. Our Father, we're mindful of those that are away from us at this time. We pray that you would give them safe passage. We pray that they might be safely returned to us at some future time. We're also mindful, our Father, of those that are traveling in our area and are visiting with us today. We pray that you'd also give them a safe return to their homes. Our Father, our hearts are heavy with the loss of Mary Dow. We feel the pain that the Dow family has at this time. But we're thankful for the godly life that she lived and the example that she gave to all that she touched. We pray that you would be with Horace and Danny and Guy and the rest of the family at this time, that they might recognize the great joy that they had an opportunity to know Mary so well. Our Father, we're mindful also of those of our number that are ill, particularly mindful of Mark Proctor at this time. We pray that the events, activities that are scheduled will correct the difficulties he's been having with the others that have from time to time been unable to be with us and are recovering. We're so thankful that they are recovering. We give that glory to you, our Father. We know that in all things thy will be done and not ours. We ask thy blessing upon this congregation, particularly upon the elders as they direct us in the things that we do. We ask also thy special blessing upon David Lanius as he labors with this congregation here and continues to bring thy word in its unadulterated truth. Help him both as our minister of thy gospel and as a elder of the people here, that he might continue to direct us. Be with Levi also as he is responsible for the job of elder as well. Be with each of us as deacons, that we might be good servants in thy vineyard. Be with each family represented. May each of the mothers and fathers here, or the single parents that are represented here, give the shining example to their children that they need to be, that they might bring them up in the nurture and admonition of thy word. Our Father, be with us in this continued service now. May everything that we say and do be pleasing to thee is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
We do sing, and we do pray, and we remember our Lord who gave his life for us on Calvary's cross. And we do so as he instituted by partaking of the Lord's Supper. If you have your Bibles and would like to follow along, 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 29. 1 Corinthians 11, 23 through 29. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night that he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me, as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks judgment to himself, if he does not judge the body rightly. Another passage in the 20th chapter of Acts. Particularly verse 7. And on the first day of the week, when we were gathered together to break bread, Paul began talking to them, intending to depart the next day. And he prolonged his message until midnight.
Dear Lord, we break the bread in memory of that great sacrifice on Calvary. This we do each Lord. My life I crown thee now, thine shall the glory be. Lest I forget thy throne crown brow, lead me to Calvary. Lest I forget Gethsemane. Lest I forget.
last element we would like to look at tonight is preaching and teaching. Would you first turn with me to Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Next, I'd like to read Romans 10, 14 and 15. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach and except I be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Give me the Bible, star of gladness gleaming, to cheer the wanderer, lone and tempest tossed. No storm can hide that radiance peaceful beaming, since Jesus came to seek and save the lost. Give me the Lamp of life immortal, holy.
Break thou the bread of life, dear Lord, to me. As thou didst break the loaves beside the sea, in the sacred grace, I see
passages. In fact, I know it's my favorite passage in the Old Testament. It's from Ecclesiastes in the 12th chapter, verses 13 and 14. And it goes like this. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is man's all. For God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil. As I was listening to the lesson this morning, we went to a scripture in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 10. It seemed to me to be something very similar. We seem to have the same thought and the idea in the New Testament, and it reads like this. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. And I know that each and every one of you have heard Romans 3:23, so much that each and every one of you will be able to repeat it with me, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by the redemption that is in Jesus Christ. Each one of us knows whether we've been saved or not. Each one of us have heard the invitation given, and so I'll offer that invitation to each and every one of you. If you've not accepted the Lord's invitation, come and confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, repented of your sins and turned away from them, submitted your body to to be baptized, then at this time we'll offer that opportunity to anyone that has not taken the opportunity to save his soul, because all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Let us stand and sing.
I am resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight. Things that are higher, things that are nobler, these have allured my sight. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest high.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful day that you have given us, and thank you for this time that we have been able to come together and sing praises in your name and pray and worship you. Please watch over us throughout this week, and please help us to remember those elements of worship service, and hopefully that you find them all in accordance to your word. Thank you for bringing your Son down and dying on the cross for our sins. Please watch over those that are grieving, and please watch over those that are sick, and please help them return to their health as you would. And please help us to be good examples out in the world, and watch over us throughout this week. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.